Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 13th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, A Family Wedding.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then the disciples of John came to Jesus, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them, can they? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak, for the patch pulls away from the cloak, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins, otherwise the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Our nephew was married this past Saturday, and maybe 50 people, close friends and family, gathered in my brother and sister-in-law's backyard to witness Ben and Magenta proclaiming their enduring love and faithfulness. Now, we are not your standard family, but that's another story. Except in one important way. We all love Ben and Magenta, and we all wanted to celebrate with them together. Bride, bridegroom, family. A day to put aside sadnesses and anxieties and problems and maybe even our worries about the future of marriage, period. All of these concerns, urgent and real, set aside so that we could be something else, hopeful, joy-filled, festive, inspired. So the first part of this pericope from Matthew makes intuitive sense to me right up until Jesus shifts immediately from talking about the bridegroom to talking about the proper repair of cloaks and care of wineskins. How are those connected? Well, whenever I'm at a wedding, I think about marriage and commitment and love. I think about family and growth and the future. And these reflections are different for me every time as the years go by. So what I see now is that when we eat and drink and celebrate with the bridegroom, Christ, everything changes. We cannot just patch up our damaged thinking by slapping a new thing on top of the old thing or stuffing the new thing into the old thing. At this wedding, the old and the new are part of the feast. It's so easy to forget that. But think, a new patch on an old cloak or a new wine in an old wineskin is more than simply not helpful. It actively harms, even ruins, both the old and the new. Jesus is telling his hearers and us to see everything fresh, take nothing for granted, to honor the old and the new in their proper ways. That is, to see them all in the light of the bridegroom and the bride too. Imagine, what would happen if we looked at everything afresh while eating and drinking as family with Christ? So I'm thinking about Ben and Magenta, envisioning the risen one at this family gathering. Jesus' examples are provocative. They're centered on repair and care. Which part of your heart is a cloak that needs a softened, much washed bit of fabric to preserve it and restore it. Where in your soul are you a new wineskin, ready to stretch and change with new wine? The risen one, still here among us, still and always offering repair and care for each of us and all of us, the family of God.